There's been much debate about the true identity of this medieval knight. As you can see, the shield, which would have displayed a coat of arms, offers no clues. The paint wore off many years ago. Recent research has concluded that the effigy is Roger de Lasselle. He was Lord of the Manor of Escrig towards the end of the 13th century. His family and descendants owned Escrig for more than 400 years until they sold it in 1668 to the great-great-grandfather of the first Lord Wenlock. The effigy has three special features which can be revealed through close observation. The first of these is the surcoat. This would have been worn by knights over their armour to display their coat of arms. As you can see, this surcoat has long sleeves, which is extremely rare to find on a medieval military effigy. This feature has linked our medieval knight to a small group of carvings by a talented but unknown Yorkshire craftsman. If you look carefully, you'll see rings that have been used to attach the scabbard to the sword belt. This was common by the mid-14th century, but it's unclear when it started, and research suggests this is one of the earliest examples. Finally, the most remarkable feature is the cloth draped over the top of the head. To the best of our knowledge, there are only six other examples of a face cloth on a medieval effigy in this country, and five of those were carved by our unknown Yorkshireman. In all six cases, the cloth is pulled back from the face, and this is thought to symbolise resurrection on the Day of Judgment. Before we move on, take a moment to admire the skill of the unknown sculptor. Although the effigy is greatly damaged, it survived more than 700 years and still acts as intended as a memorial to Roger de Lasselle, Lord of the Manor of Escrig.